Hey everyone, welcome back. I've got some exciting news from the crypto index world. The Bitwise 10 ETF, or BITW, just made a pretty big move. They've brought in Hyperliquid and Stellar, while saying goodbye to Polkadot and Avalanche. It's a huge shakeup, and I'm really curious about what it means for us.
It's definitely a notable shift, but it's important to remember that crypto index funds are dynamic instruments. They're designed to regularly rebalance based on hard data like market capitalization, liquidity, and trading volume. This isn't about picking favorites. It's about keeping the portfolio aligned with current market realities.
Exactly. And since BITW is built to track the top-performing digital assets outside of Bitcoin and Ethereum, these changes are purely mechanical. It's all driven by quantitative metrics, not subjective opinions on which projects are cool. But I have to say, seeing Hyperliquid jump in after a massive 165% price surge is pretty thrilling.
It certainly is. Hyperliquid's inclusion reflects its rapid evolution into a high-performance, decentralized perpetual exchange. Its entry really signals a growing institutional appetite for decentralized trading infrastructure and the utility tokens that power it.
That's so true. And then you've got Stellar stepping in, which just warms my heart because it reinforces how much the market still values established, utility-focused networks. You know, the ones actually solving real-world problems like cross-border payments and financial inclusion.
Precisely. On the flip side, Polkadot and Avalanche were phased out simply because they fell outside the fund's top 10 criteria during this cycle. I want to be clear here. Their removal doesn't indicate any fundamental failure. It's just routine index maintenance in a highly competitive ecosystem.
I love that perspective. It takes the pressure off. These regular rotations actually serve three really important functions for us as investors. First off, they keep the portfolio beautifully diversified, so we're never overexposed to just one sector or technology.
That's right. Second, they provide clear market signaling. When emerging assets like Hype break into major indices, it naturally attracts increased attention from both retail and institutional players. And third, they ensure accurate performance tracking.
Which is huge. It allows the ETF to mirror the actual liquidity and activity of the broader crypto market, instead of clinging to outdated valuations. For us, this really highlights the strategic advantage of crypto index ETFs.
Absolutely. By automating the monitoring of market caps, trading volumes, and network fundamentals, these funds offer a much more stable, hands-off alternative to constantly chasing individual token volatility.
I couldn't agree more. As the regulatory and investment landscape for digital assets continues to mature, I think we're going to see these index rotations become even more frequent.
And that's why monitoring these adjustments is so valuable. It gives us a reliable window into capital flows, institutional priorities, and which projects are genuinely gaining market traction.
Ultimately, ETF rebalancing isn't about declaring winners or losers. It's about ensuring our investment products accurately reflect the beautifully evolving reality of the cryptocurrency market. Thanks for breaking that down.